Praise the Lord.
You know, a good song, good message. It doesn't get old. Otherwise, we probably would have discarded this a long time ago, wouldn't we? It's all been read and it's all been rehearsed many, many times, but we thank God for the message of that song and Brother Lewis sharing it with us. We're running a little longer in time this morning, so I'm going to cut short what I had to say, but instead of reading the whole 11th chapter of the book of Matthew, we're just going to look at a verse or two, okay? So if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to open them up to the 11th chapter of the book of Matthew, and let's look at a verse or two toward the end of the chapter. Let's see. We'll begin reading at the 25th verse and maybe finish the chapter on out. Matthew 11, 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me by my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father except the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. And then Jesus says something that every one of us could probably quote by heart. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This morning I want every one of us to take stock of our relationship with the Lord. I want us to understand more completely than ever that Jesus is God. Let me read what he said as he prayed to the Father in the 27th verse. Listen to it again. All things are delivered unto me by my Father. All things are delivered unto me by my Father. All things, that means everything. In heaven and in earth, all things are delivered unto me by my Father. And no man can know the Son. No man can know the Son but the Father. The Father and the Son know each other intimately. Neither knoweth any man the Father. Listen to this now. Neither knoweth any man the Father except the Son. Nobody knows God except the Son. Jesus is the only one who knows the Father personally. And then what does he say? And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So let me tell you something. I've said it before, but I've got to keep repeating it because the world is trying to kill Christ. Again, the Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist, is running rampant in the world today. It's gaining more and more power every day that passes. Jesus said here that nobody can know the Father except the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal the Father. So every other religion and every other believer is lost. It doesn't matter how many millions there are that may believe a certain faith. It doesn't matter what the political figures might say about tolerance and acceptance. Jesus said that nobody knows the Father. In another place, he says nobody can come to the Father except by me. Jesus is the only way for a person to be saved. There is no alternative path. There's no good works. There's no praying to God apart from Christ. God doesn't even hear the prayers of a person who denies Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "All things are delivered unto me by my Father." Everything is under the authority of Jesus Christ now because the Father has turned it over to him. It would be like if you were the executor of a will, and that's essentially what Jesus is, and you kept trying to go to the person who was dead to get him to change his mind. It's just not going to happen. The executor is now in the process, in the position of executing the will, and he's going to do exactly what the will says, and he is the person that you have to go to. You don't have any alternative course. That's what Jesus said, "I am." He says, "All things have been turned over to me by the Father. And nobody can know the Father except the Son and those people to whom the Son will reveal the Father." So, as we continue our lives, regardless of how many days are ahead of us, we must lift up Jesus. Not God. Because everybody believes in a God, pretty much. Even the atheists believe in God because they believe in themselves as being the only God. The truth be known. Believing in God doesn't count. Believing in Jesus Christ is all that matters. Accepting not only him in his person, but accepting the words that he shared with us. I was listening to one minister, actually reading something from a minister the other day, and he basically was commenting on the fact that people spend way too much of their time with entertainment. And he says it takes 1 hour to read the book of Acts. He just used that for an example. 1 hour of your time to read the book of Acts. The same probably could be said of the book of Matthew. It takes 1 hour of solid reading, and you could get all the way through the book of Matthew. How many of us spend time, like an hour, dedicated to reading one book of the Bible? 1 hour of our time. We'll go to the movies. We went to the movies last Sunday. Had a great time together. Spent an hour and a half in the movies. Another hour eating. About 3 hours all together. We could have read 3 books from the Bible. Question is, do you really believe what you say you believe? Do you really believe that Jesus Christ is God? Do you really believe that all power in heaven and earth has been given unto him? Do you believe that that means that you are his property and that everything that you own is his property? If you really believe that, why don't you act like it, I guess is the question. Somebody was making the point that that's really what James was getting at when he said faith without works is dead. You see, many of us give lip service to the fact that we believe that Jesus is Lord. But do we act like he owns us, lock, stock, and barrel? That we are his, everything about us belongs to him, everything that we will ever have come into our possession really belongs to him? Do we really act like what we believe? That's what we're getting at this morning. Jesus is the authority in this universe now. He is the authority. God has committed everything to him. And Jesus gave his life for you. He expects no less in return. He expects us to give ourselves to him 100%. This minister that also mentioned something that's very important, something the Apostle Paul said. He said, I die daily. We must give ourselves to Christ every day that we live. Not just Sunday. Not just Christmas and Easter. But we must give ourselves to Christ every day that we live. That's our obligation. Anything less, we're taking that which has been bought with a price. We're taking that which we don't own. We are not our own. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. I want us to take our faith seriously, folks. That's really what I'm getting at. I want you to begin to stand on the Word of God. And I want you to know intimately this one who spoke these words. This one who is the express image of the Father. I want you to know Him not just through the verses that you could quote from the Scriptures, but I want you to know Him in the power of His resurrection, in the power of His truth, in the power of His personality. Please, if there's anything in your life that you've not turned over to the Lord this morning, I want you to commit it to Him. He owns it all. It's going to go back to Him. You might as well give it to Him now. There's a song I'm going to sing as we close the service this morning. And it's a song about Jesus Christ. It doesn't even name His name, but you'll know that it's about Jesus. Listen to the words of this song. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nations and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders this world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what You're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, You lived to die, rejected and alone, like trampled on the ground, You took the fall and thought of me above all. Above all powers, above all pain, above all nations and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders this world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what You're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, You lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, You took the fall and thought of me above all. Like a rose trampled on the ground, You took the fall and thought of me above all. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you because he came to die for us, that we might be reunited with you. All of us have sinned and we've fallen short of your glory. But we thank you that Jesus has covered that sin. We thank you that Jesus has knocked down that middle wall of partition. And he's given us access to you, Heavenly Father. And we glorify him this morning. I ask, Father, that you touch the heart and life of every person here today. That you speak to their hearts, Father, and help them to rededicate. Help them to reconsecrate themselves to you. Help them to give to you that which you already own. Help them to give all that they are to you. If there's one here this morning that has never accepted you as Lord and Savior, I pray this morning that in their hearts, if not with their mouths, they say these words, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you love me. And I believe that you have come into my heart right now. And I believe that you are now my Lord and my Savior and my King. And I pray, Father, that from this day forward, each one of us, including those who have just said these words for the first time and believed, I pray that every one of us, Lord, began to live our lives as never before as the sole property of Jesus Christ, the King of Glory. May he be glorified through us in all that we say and do. From now, forevermore, for it's in his beautiful and wonderful and lovely name that we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for being here this morning. Appreciate the specialness of this service and the testimony that was shared earlier. God's Holy Spirit has been here throughout the service. I pray that you take my Lord's words to heart. If they were just mine, you could just shake them off and say, well, that's interesting. These are the words of the one who loves you. Please commit all that you have to him. I can assure you that you will reap 100-fold in return. We have a few announcements to make this morning. Wednesday night is food and fellowship. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. That'll be a good time together to fellowship. Next Sunday, I won't be here, but we've got good news. Brother Billy Johnson's going to be here. And he will have a very special service. He's really excited about coming. So he's going to be pumped. He's going to be ready. So I want you to invite someone to be with you next Sunday. Let's fill these pews. And let's continue the work that the Holy Spirit has been doing, particularly in the service today, as we go forward. Okay? Would you do that for me? Would you do it for the Lord? Okay? Any other announcements? Anything anyone would like to say?
Right now, I'd ask everybody to remember Jan and I. I didn't realize that I said back then while I had, but we're going on the road for the next 3 Sundays. We're going to be at Chad's Church. We'll be doing a 30-minute program at his church in Eden, North Carolina, next Sunday. So pray for us that the Lord will just have probably to share, us to share. And then we'll be in Fort Worth, Texas the following weekend, Jan and I. And then the 19th will be at Brother McCullen's church right over here down the street. He wants me to do the morning worship service and music for them. And so I've got a lot on my plate.
Praise the Lord.
Sundays, I just covet your prayers. So,
Amen.
Be faithful to do what God's called us to do.
Amen. Let's pray that the Lord just bless. You know, God blesses us so that we can get filled when we come to church, so that when we go out, we have something to share with others. But our real ministry is outside the walls of this church. So please recognize this as you go forward. Pray that the Lord use you. Use every one of us as we go through our daily lives. Anyone else, announcement or something that you'd like to share with us before we dismiss? I haven't asked for you to come. If there's anyone who desires special prayer, you know that all you've got to do is step forward and we will pray with you as a congregation. We'll lift you up to the Lord. Anyone have any prayer requests that you'd like to come and be prayed for about? We don't want to cut you short. We want you to receive what the Lord has prepared for you. Anyone? Okay, Kim, would somebody else come that has a desire for prayer? God can do things in your lives that it seems like there's no way, there's no solution, there's no way around it. It can look like a complete stone wall, but the Lord can move mountains. And He delights in doing that for us. Anyone else? Come and stand with us as we pray. The Lord knows exactly what our need is. He knows exactly what needs to be done. And let's just pray that that miracle happens so that it is clear that it's a miracle and it's the work of God and not man. And that's what we want to see, is for Jesus Christ to be glorified. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we lift up Kim this morning. There's a burden on her heart. There's a need in her life. There's something, Father, that only You can deal with. I pray that this hindrance in her life, I pray that this obstacle be removed in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the enemy that has come, and we ask for deliverance. We ask for strength. We ask for healing. We ask for power. We ask for glory to Jesus Christ, our Savior, through the miracle that You're doing right now. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's believe.
Pray for Janet, too. Step up to the Lord, bring her to full vitality and strength and health.
Man.
I think Lewis
knows how much he needs you. He says, we've got to get her back to full strength. Let's pray for Janet. Father, we thank You for the healing work that You're doing in her life. We thank You because she's now getting stronger. But Lord, we just pray that You move upon her right now and just let Your Holy Spirit complete that healing work and just cause her to go from here today with joy, with strength, with grace, with power, with love, that she can be the blessing to her family and her community that she needs to be. In Jesus' name we receive it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Anyone else? Amen. Well, let's just praise the Lord as we dismiss. Father, we ask that You bless us as we go from here today, that we will bring glory to the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. For it's in His name we ask. Amen. God bless you.